Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Moscow, to my colleague Ekaterina Zolotova. For Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site I recommend, especially for Ekaterina watching now, in what appears to be closing rounds of the Ukrainian-Russian conflict these many years. We're told there is to be a meeting Thursday in Istanbul, perhaps. So I begin by asking Ekaterina, why Istanbul, of all the places in all the world? Ekaterina, a very good evening to you. Your essay about how Russia appears to the Russian people right now, Vladimir Putin making a speech on May 11th, outlining what needs to be done, points to a positive outcome if and when there are negotiations. But I ask about the place. Why Istanbul? And what does Mr. Erdogan make of the fact that they want to meet in his biggest city? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, the platform of Istanbul was chosen not accidentally. Istanbul was already the place for negotiations between Russia and Ukraine. And if I would say the word twice, that will be really correct. So the first one, it was the very famous grain deal, and Istanbul was one of the platforms that was providing this deal. And the second one, maybe most important for Russia, it was in the spring, it was March, April of 2022, the time when Russia actually had a great advantage on the battlefield and advanced in Ukraine greatly. It took a lot of territories under its control or just in the presence, and it was very close to Kyiv at that time. So in the it was in stronger position. So Russia was suggesting negotiations at that time, and there was the first attempt to make some kind of the agreement. Istanbul was the platform where both sides were meeting and were trying to conclude some agreement. And there was even the first draft made. It was called the Istanbul Agreements. So that was the period of March 2022 and April 2022 when the Russian side was trying to achieve the agreement. But at that time, Russian troops started to retreat for different reasons. Of course, the Kremlin's version was that Russia was trying to change the priorities in military operation and was trying to be the strongest side that is suggested negotiations. But as all we know, and we saw it late during the next couple of years, that Russian military also had several problems, especially in the command, which later was changed. And there were problems in supply of weapons and other military equipment. We know this case also from Prigozhin. This is why the Istanbul agreements didn't see the end, if we could say like this. And they were never accepted by both sides. Plus, Ukrainian side started to get the help from different other countries in the European, from the European Union and the UK especially. And everyone forgot about the Istanbul agreements. The situation on the battleground was totally different, and they were not relevant at that point.
So we're going back to March of 22. That's why the idea is to complete a negotiation that did not come to success. That's why we're going back there.
Yes, yes. And we don't need to forget that Russia doesn't want to start the negotiations from the beginning. The Istanbul agreements were quite comfortable and were quite good for the Russian side at that moment. Yes, they included the natural status of Ukraine. That exactly what Russia wants to see. There was a refusal to join NATO, one of the major principles that Russia wants to achieve, because it doesn't want to have NATO troops next to its territory. So that agreement, Istanbul agreement, so were quite convenient for Russia. So this is why Russia would like to use this project and continue to develop it.
Let's talk about what Russia expects to achieve in these negotiations. It wants to maintain its forces where they are in Donetsk and Luhansk, in Zaporizhia and Kherson, not the whole provinces, but to maintain where the battle lines are. It wants assurances that Ukraine will not join NATO. It wants very much to make it clear in not joining NATO, it will not become a nuclear state. Crimea is not mentioned, but I presume Crimea remains Russian. What in addition was talked about at that original meeting in 2022, and what will come up again?
Well, in the original agreement, there was a little bit different status about the territories that you've already mentioned. For example, the original agreement didn't discuss the territories of Kherson region, for example. There was a little bit different attitude towards the major territories, and there was a point that in return for the Istanbul agreements, Kyiv would count on the international security guarantees that are very similar to the fifth article of NATO, just with some exceptions of the territories of Crimea or for Donetsk and Lugansk Republic. Right now, what Russian side and Ukrainian side are going to discuss, that's not clear, because the Ukrainian side can't agree with the loss of the territories. At the same time, Russian side can't agree with the loss of the territories that it has already. First of all, it's the Crimea, where Russia has been investing for quite a long time, has been constructing a lot of houses, infrastructure, and so on. Russia will disagree with the Donetsk and Lugansk Republic for sure, because that also the territories that were included already into Russia, and Russia considers these territories as its own. All the statistic maps and all the statistic information started to include these areas. The big question is about the front line, but to tell the truth, that's one of the most difficult questions, because both countries are not ready to make any commitments, especially on the territory. And what exactly they're going to discuss, that is also not clear. Anyhow, the Russian side doesn't have any illusions about these negotiations. If we remember the very first days of Trump, the very first days when the Trump administration came to power, there was a very big excitement between Russian public. They were thinking that, yes, that is the moment when the military operation is going to be finished. Trump will meet with Putin, Trump will meet with Zelensky, and both and all of the sides will fix this. But it didn't happen. And the more Russian side and American side were meeting, the less the Russian public started to follow these events. They understand that these meetings didn't lead to any changes. So that case, I mean, the Putin speech that he was giving at night when all Moscow people were sleeping, when half of the Russia was sleeping, I think, was definitely directed to the West, not the Russian public. And right now, Russian public, of course, they observe in this, but they also don't have any illusions about what's going to happen. Russia is still conducting military operations. The front is moving. Russian missiles are in readiness, in total readiness. So it's very hard to predict what how the negotiations will go and what the sides will discuss exactly. But definitely it will not be an easy agreement, especially about the territories, because no one is going to make the concessions.
My understanding is that Mr. Zelensky is saying he'll meet Mr. Putin in Istanbul on Thursday. However, Mr. Putin did not speak of attending this meeting himself. He talked about his negotiators attending. Is that correct?
Yes, we don't know who is going to be in delegation yet. They say that the Russian delegation is coming. Not clear who exactly is going to be. Lavrov, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, or other negotiators who were participating in the previous were participating in previous time, but not only Zelensky is waiting for Putin. Trump, as I understand, also mentions that he will visit Istanbul in case Putin will participate in this talks.
Katerina Zolotova, so much we don't know, but neither does Moscow, neither does Kyiv, neither does Washington. Thursday the 15th, be there.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.